The business economists see positive trends in the U.S. economy. These include low inflation and interest rates, rising employment, and a stronger manufacturing sector. Carl Tannenbaum, chief economist at LaSalle ABN AMRO Bank in Chicago, expects the creation of 150,000 new jobs per month for the remainder of the year. He says there are several reasons for slow job growth thus far.
Well, I think the panel identified several factors, chief among them being that productivity is very high. Through a combination of workplace redesign and new investments in equipment or technology, companies so far have been able to satisfy the increase in output and revenue growth just by their people being more efficient.
The business economists issued their findings this week after consulting with 2,500 economists across the country. They expect the dollar to continue to decline moderately and then begin a slow rebound by the middle of the year. The 50% decline in the dollar during the past 2 years, says Mr. Tannenbaum, has generally been positive for the economy.
The upside of the dollar's decline is that the NABE panel's expectations of our trade deficit for next year have come down a little bit. And the reason is that when the dollar declines, foreign products become more expensive here, and our products become more affordable overseas. And so the panel's projection is that export growth will be about 10% for this calendar year, which is a significant improvement from what we had been expecting before.
The panel of economists expects the record-high U.S. trade deficit to fall slightly to about $524 billion in 2004. The panel foresees no change in interest rates for several months and believes consumer prices will rise no more than 1.6% this year. Barry Wood, VOA News, Washington.